The energy landscape is changing before our eyes. With rising oil and gas prices, alternative fuel options are looking more attractive. But is your portfolio keeping up? At Global X ETFs, our approach to investing in renewables looks beyond what you might have considered. Visit globalxetfs.com to learn how you can invest in the rise of clean energy.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, September 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. After 2.5 years of working from home, more and more people are returning to their desks at the office. And as people and their bosses collaborate in person, performance reviews are also making a return.
There's always sort of a general sense of, oh man, you know, it's time to go in and face the music. But there's also a sense that workers appreciate, you know, a lot of them have really been putting in serious hours, facing serious challenges, and now they have the opportunity to talk about that in a sort of dedicated way.
But as the workplace has evolved in the post-pandemic era, are traditional performance reviews still relevant? And how should workers prepare for that meeting with the boss? We'll ask our workplace reporter Catherine Dill about that after the break.
From inflation to rising interest rates, it's been hard navigating the markets this year. Amid this volatility, one constant is the challenge of finding the right income strategy. At Global X ETFs, our products look beyond traditional fixed income, offering solutions for investors seeking to increase or diversify the yield potential of their portfolio. Visit globalxetfs.com/income to learn more.
As more workers return to the office, many companies are reinstating performance reviews on their employees' calendars. So how should workers prepare for this meeting with the boss that in many cases hasn't happened since before the pandemic? WSJ Workplace reporter Catherine Dill joins us with more. Hey, Catherine, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
So, you know, Catherine, given the significance of performance reviews regarding a worker's career track, why were they suspended by a lot of companies over the past several years?
For a lot of companies, it seemed like they were looking for things to take off of people's to-do lists during the real triage of the pandemic. And so, you know, for workers, it hardly seemed fair when people were, you know, in some cases putting in like 12-hour days at work from their kitchen table, also overseeing, you know, virtual school for their kids and facing this real cascade of challenges to also sit down and, you know, rank them on a 5-point scale. And they were also looking for ways to free up manager time for, again, facing down some of these crises. And so it served a couple of functions to just put these on hold for a little while.
Yeah, some people might have liked to have been ranked based on their skill of getting dinner ready for the kids, you know, while they're on a conference call.
Right, exactly. Yeah, can you rank me on keeping my dog out of the frame? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So why are performance reviews making a comeback now?
You know, for many companies, you know, we saw them start to bring these back in 2021, really bring them back in force this year. And for a lot of them, you know, there's this urge to return to quote unquote normal. And part of that is, you know, using these to create growth and development for workers, to create transparency around things like compensation and promotions. And, you know, in some cases, we see companies who are bracing for, you know, some economic headwinds. And so there's this climate that, you know, we need to, in some cases, return to really doing these strong assessments on a regular basis.
Now, you've spoken with a number of employees about the return of performance reviews. How are they reacting?
There's, of course, anxiety, you know, even as there's lots of innovation and, you know, changes in how these reviews are performed as years go on. There's always sort of a general sense of, oh, man, you know, it's time to go in and face the music. But there's also a sense that, you know, workers appreciate, you know, a lot of them have really been putting in serious hours, facing serious challenges, and now they have the opportunity to talk about that in a sort of dedicated way.
Okay, but given how much the workforce has changed over the course of the pandemic, are performance reviews still relevant?
You know, for some workers, this may really feel like a slap in the face. You know, they're looking at their employers saying, I gave and gave and gave, you know, to get you through this. I'm the one, you know, we're the ones that got you through. And, you know, I was able to do it without having to, you know, fill out a self-assessment and, you know, have a 30-minute conversation with my boss and receive a grade. And so there may be a little bit of resentment there. And there's also, you know, some questions around the work environment has changed a great deal. You know, not everything hinges on FaceTime anymore. You know, companies are still dealing with how to reinstate hybrid work policies, sort of refocus as things reopen and, you know, as they face, you know, potential additional waves of the virus. And so, you know, in many ways, I think this may feel to people like something left over from another time period.
Now, a moment ago, you mentioned companies bracing for possible economic challenges. And we've talked about how some companies have already started laying off workers. Is there a concern among workers that performance reviews could be a prelude to getting fired?
Of course. And I think that that's perfectly natural. You know, there's a host of anxieties and concerns around performance evaluations for workers in any climate. But right now, certainly, there's whispers and shouts in some corners about fears around layoffs. And it's tough to keep that entirely out of the process. One of the people we spoke with for the story, Kim Scott, who's a, you know, a former Google executive and the author of Radical Candor, you know, a book that advocates for really direct communication at work, say that tying performance management to a layoff publicly, like if you're an executive who wants to talk tough about this, it's usually a bad idea. A layoff is supposed to be about the economic climate that your company is facing and not necessarily how an individual contributor has performed in the last several quarters. And if you do that, you risk sending some people towards the exits. And if that was your hope, they probably won't be the precise ones that you might have wished would get up and leave.
Now, for a lot of workers, they haven't been through a formal performance review in maybe 3 years, you know, going back to before the pandemic. How should they brush up to prepare for that meeting?
They want to really keep in mind that, you know, this is a two-way conversation. You know, it's not necessarily just about you going in to hear what you've done well or haven't done well. You know, it's a real opportunity to get feedback, to ask for suggestions for how you can improve, to bring up things that you may want to tackle or need support for. It's a great opportunity to be really specific about what you've contributed. You know, you can incorporate feedback that you've gotten from your colleagues. You know, it's also an opportunity to talk about the future, you know, goals, other skills you'd like to gain. And, you know, you can highlight what you've already done to move in that direction and talk about what you'd like to do more of in the future. So it can certainly also be an opportunity for workers as well.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Catherine Dill. Catherine, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Free Expression, a new podcast from The Wall Street Journal with me, Jerry Baker, editor-at-large of The Wall Street Journal. It's a podcast in which we're going to be trying to do something a little different, dig a little deeper into the issues behind the headlines that are in the news all the time. So please join me for my new podcast, Free Expression, with Jerry Baker at The Wall Street Journal. We're very much looking forward to really having some fascinating conversations, and I very much hope you'll join us.